My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we continue to scrutinize the video chat between Davin and Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer, Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
Okay. Do you know what people in Africa who do what you did are called? They are called scammers.
In that moment, I was trying to listen.
Yeah.
Let me get your opinion. In that that moment where she was answering that question, did you hear anybody in the background? Did you see anybody in the back that may be coaching
her? There's people all around. I didn't get the impression she was being coached.
You didn't get the impression she was being coached.
When I was talking to her, I didn't get the impression she was being coached.
I didn't hear it myself, but I just wanted to ask because at that point, if you would assume that there would be somebody coaching
her. Now, remember, this is several months ago, so my memory, is, if it's not Joe, it's not very good.
But
I remember feeling pretty good about this afterwards.
Right, but the other thing is you just mentioned that she's repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think she was repeating it for someone else's benefit?
I did not at the time, because you got to remember this is very slow and arduous
yeah.
and everything. I did not. She could have been.
All right, because that's kind of a corner, do you feel this is wrong? And, you know, if I, oh, Jesus Christ, you know.
Yeah, like, do I feel it's wrong?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do for stalling time, you know, when you want to come up with your answers, you repeat the question.
Well, that is a technique of liars.
Sure.
To stall, to repeat the question, to stall for time, so that they can think of the answer.
Mm.
You know, so I was just wondering, I mean, the technology is rough. You're repeating things because you have a show to do.
Well,
why is she repeating things?
Well, you're repeating things.
Well, because she has a show to do.
Yeah. You know, just to make, you're repeating things to make it concise in your wording. And
yeah.
I understand what you're doing. But, yeah, it's just, like I said, like on a question like that, if she's being fed lines, hell, if that was me, help.
Yeah, it's like,
help,
hello.
Help.
Manager.
This isn't my first Ghanaian I've, you know, prosecuted.
This is my first time around the Ghanaian block, you know.
I think she might be management, or at least upper management for the chicks. She seems more on the ball than below.
Well, EMS is saying no woman can be seen in an African internet cafe alone since they have to be chaperoned by a man.
Yeah, EMS always said that. EMS also said I would never get the chat. I know who you are, EMS, and you said it would never happen, so nanny nanny poo-poo to you.
Yeah, where's your fish sauce, EMS? Come on. Belly up to the fish sauce bar like the rest of us.
Fish sauce for everybody but me.
Yes. Ugh.
All right, shall we continue, kids?
Yes.
All right.
What you and Belinda did is illegal. People die over this. We are sorry. We shall see. Do you know how Belinda told me she knew you?
Sounds like you're a robot.
She told me you and her were long-time friends from England. Did you know that? No, I know it is a lie. Yet your fake Facebook profile had you living in England at one point.
Bitch.
What you are telling me is bullshit.
backspace. Only one T in bullshit.
I don't understand.
Recalculating.
You will do something about it. What will you do, Mavis?
Is that, you think that's coaching in the background or some guy just ordering a fucking latte?
I think there was just people in the background. That's, again, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't get the feeling.
I mean, you're asking Regent's questions now.
I didn't. You know? I did not get the impression that she was being coached up.
Mm.
I could be completely wrong. I've left a lot of this in, so in case somebody out there listens to this show.
And you brought the fact up that saying, you know, they're speaking Ghanaian. I don't know what they're saying. For the simple fact that they may know that you don't understand Ghanaian, he could talk in a natural cadence and say just about anything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Who came up with all these lies? you did.
See what she did there? She took responsibility for everything. Belinda has a lot more invested in me than Mavis does in Richard Eldorado.
Yeah, and she was ready to man up.
Took all responsibility for that.
Interesting.
But you know what? Because there could be a lot of entanglement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Instead of going, well, you know, Belinda said this, well, Belinda said that. Now she's got to hope that the story coincides. If she says, I did, then anything she says that's bullshit, you're not relying on somebody else. I did it. Let's say, you know, Pip was, you know, you're asking me, did Pip say anything? Or, you know, this and that and the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. And maybe there's something we're concocting that I can't take a chance on Pip blowing it and something like that. Well, who's blowing? It was mine. I did everything. What do you need to know? Leaving her out of it, this way I don't have to worry about it.
That's true.
So she's taking the blame, knowing that any question you need to know, I can answer you. I can answer you right now.
Yeah.
Without going back to Belinda and maybe blowing this whole thing.
Right.
Mind it. We'll give this 4 more minutes, then we'll stop it. Or unless there's more that you guys want to discuss, then I'll stop the audio for tonight anyway. Is there anything else you want to discuss about this, or should you want to hear a couple more minutes?
You know what?
I don't want to hear any more of it.
It sucks.
No. Because I want a week to think about this. I want a week to think about this, think it over, and then go back to it.
Okay.
And then see, think about things to think about, the background noise, her answers again, her taking the blame, all sorts of things that to think about. And folks in the chat room, you know.
Homework.
As a matter of fact, you're right. Homework. Everybody in the chat room, think about everything we've been discussing and listening to.
Discuss it with your family.
Just think about it. When we go back, we'll bring up our ideas and thoughts again next week. And let's see if we have any different conclusions that we're having right now.
Initial reaction? Let's get the initial thing, though. Let's get that briefly on the record.
Pretty blown away that you got her on in the first place.
I tell people, don't doubt. I'm working on stuff right now that you people have no idea about, that I'm surprised about.
The conversation has sort of turned towards their various punishments that they're going to have to endure, and they were plotting evil things that they might do to you in return. And I said to them...
No.
I said to them, you realize that I have to tell Davin about your scheming. And they said, they started backpedaling like crazy. Oh, we're not really going to do this, that, and the other
thing. Ah, the example was set when there was insubordination by Pip Helix. Joe, you thought I was too heavy-handed? You see what the efforts have done.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.